become better makers of technology, right? Like you could imagine that if the designers of Twitter or Facebook or whatever knew more about primate behavior and our heuristics, they might design things a little bit differently, because it's tricky. In my experience, a lot of these strategies are tricky to overcome without the right situation. Like, your podcast is fantastic, but folks will leave here and they're still going to have the intuition when they see that $1,000 problem of what they should do. And they're still going to look like a monkey, right? And that means that the onus in some ways is on the folks who create these structures to try to create them in ways that don't allow our biases to kind of go crazy and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. I think there are intuitions in some of the business and policy world about how we can do this. You know, we've seen, I think, a lot of headway in how to design better situations with regard to our food biases and stuff like that. Folks have better intuitions about how to do that. And I think the more we think about that, like not just in like policy or political domains, but in domains that we face in everyday life, like on Twitter and like on these kinds of strange apps and so on, people will be a lot happier, because it's tricky to get folks in the moment to rein in their biases. It's better just to set them up so the biases won't run amok in a particular situation.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, part of it is just, it's just, we seem to have this confidence that, well, I'm not going to fall for that. I mean, like,
exactly,
that, like,
yeah.
Now I know
about reference dependence and loss aversion. Like I won't fall for that. But my colleague who's a philosopher here at Yale, Tamar Gendler, and I have christened what we hope will take as a new bias name. We call it the G.I. Joe fallacy.
Okay. I'm not sure how old you are, David,
but if you're a child of the 80s, you know this terrible cartoon show called G.I. Joe or G.I. Joe. Anyway,
yes, I've seen every episode. Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. So you know that it ends with, you know, this sort of like, you know, parable at the end where G.I. Joe gives this important information and the child says, well, now I know. And like, knowing is half the battle.
Right.
And Tamar and I say that the G.I. Joe fallacy is that knowing is not half the battle when it comes to these biases. You can know about these biases like crazy. You can be complete experts in them and written papers about them, but that doesn't mean you're not going to experience them as soon as you're put in the right situation. And so we think this is yet another bias, right? That people think once they know about these biases, that's kind of most of it, and they kind of go away. But actually, you know, in our view, it's not half the battle. It's probably more like, you know, maybe a tenth or a fifth of the battle if I had to measure it. But it's amazing to us that even experts have this fallacy. You see this sometimes in, you know, some of my favorite popular books about heuristics and biases. They have this part in the introduction and in the discussion of like, that kind of reads like a G.I. Joe parable, but like, now you know, and go off into the world. And I think that is a fallacy. We're